This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine has rebounded from Russia's most recent overnight missile and drone barrage as the capital restores its power supply. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A Ukrainian military unit in the eastern Donetsk region fires off Grad rockets towards Russian positions along the front line. Russia's recent missile attack on civilian infrastructure is what many experts believe to be a sign that Russia can't efficiently target Ukrainian military assets. In his daily address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky reassured citizens that authorities were working hard to bring power back to all areas. Kyiv authorities confirmed power and water were back in the capital, as local officials also confirmed that most electricity supply was restored in Ukraine's northeastern Kharkiv region. I'm Karen Chamas.
China's President Xi Jinping on Friday secured his third five-year term in an unprecedented move to tighten his grip to become the country's most powerful leader since Mao Zedong. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
The extension of Xi's tenure this week comes as relations with Washington and the West worsen over issues like Taiwan, the war in Ukraine, trade, and human rights. The annual parliamentary session, which ends Monday, will see other Xi-approved officials elected or appointed to key government posts, including Premier-in-waiting Li Qiang, seen chatting to Xi just before Friday's vote. The Xi loyalist and former Shanghai party chief, who oversaw that city's grinding COVID-19 lockdown, will soon be tasked with steering the world's second-largest economy.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. The U.S. House of Representatives voted unanimously on Friday to require Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines to declassify information on the origins of COVID-19, increasing pressure on President Joe Biden. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization reports disease outbreaks are surging in the Greater Horn of Africa. Tens of millions of people are food insecure, and the number of malnourished children is the highest in years. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Most countries in the region, Somalia, Ethiopia, Kenya, Djibouti, and Uganda, are battling the worst drought in 40 years, while Sudan and South Sudan are dealing with mammoth flooding. The World Health Organization reports these climate-related disasters, as well as conflict, have caused hunger to soar in the region. Conflict, extreme weather events, and the food crisis have displaced 18 million people in the region. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Former Malaysian Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin was charged on Friday with abuse of power and money laundering over projects launched under his premiership, accusations he said were politically motivated. The charges come just 3 months after Muhyiddin lost a closely fought and divisive general election to Anwar Ibrahim and are likely to increase political tension in Malaysia ahead of regional polls this year. A fire broke out Friday morning at a historic building next to the White House, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Workers were told to evacuate, but no injuries were reported after a fire at the Eisenhower Executive Office Building this morning. The large gray tower was finished in 1888. It stands next to the West Wing and houses White House workers, the ceremonial offices of the Vice President, and notable spaces like the Indian Treaty Room. District of Columbia Fire and Emergency Medical Services tweeted that a defective cooling motor in the basement was the cause of the fire. In 2007, then Vice President Dick Cheney's offices were damaged by a fire, and a Marine reportedly suffered injuries punching through a fifth floor window to escape. Jennifer King, Washington.
Court documents part of a lawsuit against the U.S. conservative television channel Fox News show how Fox became actively involved in politics instead of simply reporting it, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
In May 2018, President Donald Trump and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell were trying to stop West Virginia Republicans from nominating U.S. Senate candidate Don Blankenship. Court records say they turned to Fox News founder Rupert Murdoch, who told Fox News executives that Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham dumping on Blankenship hard might save the day. Blankenship, who lost the primary, said in an interview this week that he felt the shift right away, and he filed a separate unsuccessful libel lawsuit against Fox. I'm Donna Warder.
Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.